Okay, first, we're dedicating this year Eloi Nishmas Ephraim Ben Chaim HaKoyen Margolin. In addition also to the regular dedication to Daniela Shena Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, continuing on the Inyanim of Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Vav Amud Aleph says, is there Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says there are three types of Rishus HaRabim. Sratya. So Sratya is like a highway. Rashi says, Mesila Sholchim Ba Meir Le'ir. Right? So you have a highway that's going from, like Rosh Hashanah always says, highway. It's going from one city to another. Platya, that we discussed last week. Platya Gedola. That's a place where you have commerce, right? We discussed whether it means a place where there's a different vendors in the street,
market.
A marketplace, like we say, like Ben Yehuda or something like that. Or does it apply also to a commercial street, like 13th Avenue, things like that? That, you know, Central Avenue, the places that have, or is it, some want to say that it refers to that, others want to say no. It only means when the vendors, it's all in the street, outside. Then you can say that this outside is a Rishus HaRabim. But when it's just a commercial place, but the vendors are all inside, the merchandise is all inside, so that Rav Kasher wanted to say, that's not a platya. And so that's a question. Then, so one type of Rishus HaRabim is a sratya. That's the highway. The other type of is a platya, is a place that is for people getting together for commerce. The third type is mavuas hamufuloshim. Meaning you have streets that are mafulosh. In other words, regular streets, they're not a highway. They're not a place of commerce. They're streets that are 16 amas wide. So that's also a Rishus HaRabim.
What's the direct definition of mafuloshim?
Mafuloshim means it leads right in.
Like how deep into the city, or it has to cut across the...
Oh, so that's the question. Does mefuloshim mean mishar l'shar? It has to go from one end of the city to the other end of the city? Or no? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Maybe it doesn't have to go from one end of the city limits to the other. What does Rashi say? Mefuloshim mishnei rasheihem leplatya. That's one girsa. But then he says, formachem lesratya. In other words, maybe it's enough if one side of the street leads into the market
and the highway.
Or the highway. But it doesn't necessarily have to go what?
From
one side to the other. Right. So that's a big difference.
Because
if you say it has to go straight through,
that's less likely.
Now also the Fuloshim is a big discussion whether it has to be straight. Or it could even be not straight. And so that's some of the Erevin they want to claim that they're relying that it has.
What does the word itself mean, and what's the root?
Pilush. You ask your father. You know, it's...
it spreads out.
You know, it goes through. It goes through. Oh, so if you look in the Rambam here on page 2, it says, "Ezel he Rishus HaRabim midbar sayaros u'shvokim u'durachem ha'mefuloshin lahem." In other words, it means you have shvokim, you have edrachim that are mefulash to them. But it doesn't say it has to be, some point out, it doesn't have to say that it has to be going from one side of the city to the other. As long as it's mefulash to another Rishus HaRabim, in other words, the etzem of the Rishus HaRabim is the Sratya Platya. And any street that leads to the highway or leads to the plaza of commerce, that is a Rishus HaRabim as well. So,
in the Midbar, they have a Sratya. We could argue the Midbar is a Sratya, maybe the path to go. There wasn't really a Sratya or a Platya in our traditional way we're trying to at least use this.
You're asking in the Midbar, you asked that last week.
Yeah, they asked about the Platya, not the Sratya.
Right.
And here we need two, according to this thing, we need two Platyas now, not just one.
Right. The Midbar.
What does the Midbar matter?
The question is, a lot of these things we learn out from the Midbar. So he's asking, like, how do, if you hold Shishim Rebo, that's learned from the Midbar. So he's asking...
The 16 Amos is learned from the Midbar.
16 Amos is learned from the Midbar.
Tikra
is
learned from the Midbar.
Tikra is learned from the Midbar. A lot of, yeah. He says...
So the foundation of the Sraka Platy of...
So what do you say? So...
Well, the Sratya, Sratya is going, because the whole Midbar was, we were going from there, Parshas Maaseh. It's a Sratya.
The whole Midbar was a...
Because we were going...
Okay.
But the problem is that doesn't work, that doesn't fit in with the Rambam.
What about Platya?
Platya was kind of not Skorah, and where Moshe was giving the Torah, that's Platya.
I mean,
by Moses' tent or by the Omoed would have been a plot.
But where was commerce ever done in the Midbar?
Right, so he's saying that you don't need commerce. You don't need
commerce. Just because it wasn't done in the Midbar?
Right, so maybe that's a raya that you don't need it. Now, some want to say that it has to be from one side of the city to the other. Not just to the Rishus HaRabim's. Say, for example, here, take a look in the Ramban on page 7. Hilchach. Kol mavay shem mefulash min shnei roshin umchuvon ad l'chutz l'medina. Rachav shei shesvei ama Rishus HaRabim uvor kol ayros v'chol kfarim shebo'olam. So it has to go from Ad Chutz L'Medina. So he's saying that it's not enough that it's it's not enough that it just goes to Rosh Hashanah. It has to go. So the question is, he says, he ends in that word Umchuvan. So mechuvan could mean it has to be straight. So in the foolish, it could mean that it's what? It just has venue, you know, you could get through from one to the other. I told you that's what Rav Bick said about the streets of New York. They asked him, are they mefoolish? So he said, mefoolish bis California. Because you can go to the streets, you can get in a car, and drive to California. So foolish is California. They're all connected. They don't have to be straight. But
the Ramban seems to be clearly saying that they do have to be straight.
Yeah, right.
But then again, that we made this deal last time that we were just talking about, that Rashi is the only one who said that it has to be the Schaira.
Right.
And yet we're all building this whole thing that it has to be the Schaira and taking that as if it's a vital thing, even though it's just Rashi's opinion.
Right.
And no, presumably no other source.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't we in
the
Rashi
use the
block of Star Oh, you saw the Rashi? Right. Okay. Now, if you look in, that's the Ramban, and you look in the Rav Yoh, let's look in the Rav Yoh, on page 9. What he says here, Ezer Rishus HaRabim, Sratya Plati Gedolah, Vavuos HaMafuloshim, Zohi Rishus HaRabim Gemur, Perish mefuloshim mishar l'shar kol orach ha'ir kedigle midbar.
How do we know the midbar had straight, was
100? No, he doesn't use the word mechuvan. He just says mefuloshim mishar l'shar.
How do we know that it was one row, though, not the...
Right, he's saying it was foolish from... Well, it was one road. It doesn't necessarily have to be straight. It just has to be one road that you can go from one side to the other side. Whereas the Ramban says mechuvan. They point out the Rav Yoh doesn't say mechuvan. So one of the big heterim that people try to say is that the streets are not mechuvan. So according to the Ramban, maybe you have a good taina. But if according to the Rav Yoh, they don't have to be mechuvan. It's enough that it's the foolish.
The traditional understanding of the setup in the Midbar was the Ohel Almayd in the middle, right, yeah, with three shvatim on each side. So you couldn't have a straight line going through the hole.
I guess you could
on the sides. On, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Of course, we learned that when the wagons would make fools.
So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 13, it says, Ezer Rishus HaRavim, Rechoivos Ushvakim Harchovim, Sheses Ve'ama, Ve'enam Mekurim, there's no ceiling, Ve'en Lehem Choyma. Afil Yesh Lehem Choyma, Im Heim Mefuloshim Mishar L'Shar. But if they have a choma, then they have to be mefuloshim mishar l'shar, which is mashma pashtus. If there was no choma, then you don't need mefuloshim mishar. You know, now the Magen Avraham says peyush hashar mechudavonim ze keneged ze straight. Yesh lo zo derech mechuvan mishar l'shar kol din rishus rabim. But that could be only when there's a lot, when there's a choma, because there's a choma. So then you have to go straight, so therefore there's an opening on the north and the south. But if there's no choma, maybe who says you need to be foolish? Because the point is, if you have, you know, you have like this, so what we said before, so if you have like this, and it's straight, so if you're standing in the middle here, you don't have any wall, because there's no wall on the top of you and no one on the bottom. But if the opening would be off to the side, then you'd always be enclosed in three walls. So that's one of the tainas that people have, that what they want to say is maybe that the heter of mechuvan, that the Magen Avraham is teaching Shulchan Aruch. Now you could say the Ramban maybe requires straight, and maybe even in a place that doesn't have a choma. But the question is your Erev based on the Ramban, or is it based on the Magen Avraham? The Ramban is Chashuv, but in the halachic world, you know, the Magen Avraham is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and not the Ramban.
Well, the Ramban is the writer, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't exist.
Right. So that's the... Now I want to show you Tshuva, the Tzemach Tzedek. Shemin Seventh was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Look here on page 10, for example. This is the Shar Blot. Now you have to realize one thing. If your name is Menachem Mendel, the minig is to call your sefer Tzemach Tzedek. Why? Because the gematria of Tzemach Tzedek is Menachem Mendel. Now how do I know this? I'll tell you how. Because I think it was one of the other rabbis that named Vishnitz, names the sefer Tzemach Tzadik. Why? Because he spelled Mendel with a yud. So he had to put in an extra yud. So he called his sefer Tzemach Tzadik. But what's complicated is like this. There's an older Tzemach Tzadik. It's called in the Magen Avraham, before the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Krochmal. And so you would think an easy way to know it is the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek is Menachem Mendel, and the Friedeker one is not. But no, that Tzemach Tzedek also Menachem Mendel. So that's an interesting thing, that there was this minhag. You know, there's a minhag when you write a sefer to merames your name in the sefer. So you can either merames your name simply, or the gematria, I guess, is... So that's the... Oh. So let's take a look.
Where did that come from? It's relatively new, no?
Well...
Just from to be merames one's name.
I don't know, I mean,
time,
yeah.
Rishonim, we don't see this, do we?
Rishonim didn't have so fancy names so much. They just, Hedushi Haramban, you know, Hedushi
Mohammed. The Mohammed sounds like a very creative name.
Yeah. Right.
So Chayyodim was going to call the same for something else. Just when he was going to press, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch came out. But he didn't write a kitzur of his sefer, so he named it Chayyodim.
He can't.
He thought he was going to write a kitzur of Chayyodim.
Interesting.
There's a lot of kitzur toughness on them.
Okay, so let's see. Ready, right? Take a look at page 11. See, it's like this. B'gemara, Ezer Rishus Rabim, Sratia, Mesilash Olchim, Me'ilah here, Uplatia, Vuvus Mufulashim. What if it doesn't go straight? It goes like a dalet, right? So he says that foolish. So he has a suffix. Shnei roshim foolishim shusaram go roshechem foolishim ovei foolishim shnei roshim zekineged zeh mamish rochav. What if you have, they're open to two different Rishus Harabims, so what's the Rav says, if you have a Mavoi Okum like a dalid, that's considered a foolish. You can't achnam terosim a foolish. Or no. Tainu kamo ilu hayashnei roshim chuvonim zekneg zevalav yishus kdim avoros mufloshim. Shem yishus rabbi gemur kem yishachavim ten zayin abo. Filu shmuel av yosef meyes adino kim a foolish. Kol shkein hochad rochav ten zayin abo, etc. Okay, ka gav no amin gav mavay okav dino kim a foolish. Oh, so he says like this. So it says, so that's the question, whether it has to be straight or not.
Do we have any rayas that anything in the Gemara that's not going to be straight?
One second. So he writes here on the second column. He quotes the Magen Avraham, Chaimash Magen Avraham, Shekhas the Pfeish Hashor Mechulvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. V'tshuva Zagon Shabtai, Shnipa Shub Maim Rabim, Cholak Chelik Or Chaim, Motaz Yisrael Dafi Meida Shor Mechulvonim, El Kamo Mova Akum, they don't have to be Mechulvon. But he says like this: Kevin the platish who rechavish al ear, shem is kapsim shal mischora havi rishus rabim. Mashma platia ain't zorch tanoim hanol, b'mavuos mufaloshim. A kevin who rechavish al ear, shem is kapsim shal nikra rishus rabim. Kevin mamoi mufulosh rosho echel lestratia, rosho echel rechavish al ear. Now, say you have one street that goes to the highway, and one street goes to what? The platya. Goes to the shopping mall. Echel Estradim Echel Platya Kamobi Irenu Lubavitch. He says in Lubavitch, the first word on is Sratya on the left side, the middle of the column. He says Kamobi Irenu Lubavitch. Avobisha Rechovis Rechovim Yosef Misheshetre Amma. In other words, the streets in Lubavitch are 16 amas wide, Hayemokom lomad delahav rishus harabim came into Einam b'ful oshim b'shar l'shar. But they don't go from one side to the other side. There's no straight street that goes from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Did you ever go to Lubavitch?
No.
No?
Never been to Russia.
Uh-huh. Okay. I wonder who, what kind of community there in Lubavitch now. There is.
Now?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
So he says, "Chayim shenim b'fulosh b'shal shal, enim chuvan zek neged zeh, shashar shal m'siv alechaz l'ir dam rava, v'ashar shal m'siv alechaz lidvizes olor odina v'tesch, enim chuvanim klal zek." In other words, the opening to get to one highway is not parallel to the opening to the other. So maybe it's not Rishus HaRabim. But he says he's into this idea of straight. Yeah, straight. But he says he has another chubra. But kevin shekulam b'fuloshim l'plati hu rochav shebemtzayir. But he says it doesn't matter because there was a plaza in the middle of the city, so all the streets led into that plaza, and then you go straight down that street, it'll lead into the highway. So therefore, this one street goes, on one side of the street, it goes into the plaza, the shopping mall, and the other side, it goes into the, even though it doesn't go from one end of the city to the other, is it sufficient that it goes from one Rishus HaRabim to the other Rishus HaRabim straight? And then you have, and then this street itself is also Rishus HaRabim. Kevish HaKulam V'Loshim Fati Hu Rochav Shebem Tzair Sheshama Chanuyos Kulam. So therefore, even the streets that are not highways and not what commercial streets, but it's a street that leads, those streets are also Rishus HaRabim. Oh,
that's what it was.
This is Lubavitch.
That's Lubavitch. Apparently, there are no Jews in Lubavitch currently. There's not even a Chabad at Lubavitch.
We have a main street here, the main highway.
Here's the map. There's no straight street.
Are you looking at the Google Maps of it?
Yeah. There's not a single, they're crooked streets.
No, but this street is straight here. There's
look.
It's not where there's... Well, that's pretty straight.
That curve. Curve right
so he
there.
Says, therefore... The street is Rishus HaRabim, according to the poskim, that you don't need Shishim Ribo. Okay, it goes Shabbos Hanal because of the Platya and Tzorchim Mufulish Mishar L'Shal L'Sratya.
How do we know that?
Kevin Shemakapsim Bodl Schorav, he Rochav Yud Tezainam.
The Rishonim are saying it has to go from a Platya to a Rishratya. How do we know it's not, if it goes, let's say it's from Foolish to the desert. It ends, there's no, how do we know it has, that's not considered a, it's not closed in. That's, we have the whole thing, a lot of Aaron talks about closed in. So why are we assuming, where is the Rishonim getting this concept that it has to be the Rishratya or Platya? If I have
it.
Yeah.
Then what about those?
And Rashi says.
Where do we show them getting this from?
Because it says Mephuloshim.
Yeah, so I give you a
so
desert.
No, because it's going back on the previous. Say, Ezer Shratya Platya. It was Mephuloshim to where? To the Shratya and Platya mentioned above. In other words, where the Rishonim that say you need Mishar Lashar, where do they get it from? So either Mufuloshim means Mufuloshim to the Sratya or Platya,
what?
Or Mufuloshim means Mufuloshim Mishar L'Shar.
Why can't you say, if I have, there's no gates, if I have no, it's not a walled city. I have, it ends off, the road goes through the entire city, but it stops. Once it's at the end, the last house, the road stops short. It's still open. There's nothing. Nothing blocking it. It's going straight into the desert. Let's say on both sides. Why is that not? It fits the words of Mephulish, right? Literally, that's a Mephulish. The Rishonim are saying it's not Rishon Sarabim, though, because it's not Mephulish.
Yeah.
Where did they get that concept from? You understand what I'm saying, the Matthias?
Yeah, one second. So he wants a Taina, one second, based on this. Here, take a look on page 21. He says, so this book is Ezer Rosh Hashanah. He's not from the pro-Erevin people. So this guy, Wechter.
Yeah, the main road is now called Derech Lubavitch.
Hey, you want to see the Sharblatz on page 15? You know? He wrote me a... Somebody gave him a copy of my sefer on Erevin. So he wrote me a nice... So he gave me a copy of his sefer. So he wants to say like this. He holds that all the... Page 21. All the whatchamacallit, the streets that are commercial streets are platyas. 13th Avenue, 16th Avenue. So he says, so therefore, like... All the streets, 45th Street, 46th, all of the streets that are between, say, 13th and 16th, are mevus hamefulashim to two rishus harabim. So even if you want a taina, you need straight. But some poskim, as we say, hold straight just means you need from one rishus harabim to another rishus harabim. And even if you want a taina, you need straight, but it's not straight. Now you go straight from
the
streets of Brooklyn
street,
are very straight.
You hold the street.
It's not like Queens, everything's a... Oh, so this is a new pshat. I just thought of just now. You know, people are always questioning, why did Rav Moshe Aser Brooklyn and he mat Queens? That's the big question of the world. Machshim
Ha'olam. Queens would still be Aser according to this.
Queens was made up of little villages originally.
Yeah.
And they just expanded into each
other.
But I want to say a new pshat. Yeah. I'm not saying Rav Moshe said this pshat or thought this pshat. But right now, as I'm giving the shiur now, I thought with Brooklyn, the streets are straight. So if you hold, you need straight streets. So then, you know, like Main Street is the commercial street, and then.
Yeah, there would still be some Rosh Hashanah. There's still, if you hold this whole thing about commercial streets are plot.
So therefore, but in Brooklyn the streets are straight. So the streets are leading into 13th Avenue, and 16th Avenue is.
Yeah, every street is leading into some commercial street.
Right, and they're all straight. In Queens, everything is a billboard. They're not straight, right?
It's not straight streets.
There's definitely straight streets
shopping
between,
on both ends.
But from commercial to commercial, you're going to get plenty of straight streets within the area of Queens.
What about streets leading into the streets that are leading in? Are they also affected by...
So if you hold, you need straight.
So then
only the ones that are going to be leading straight. So
there
words,
we go. We got a nice Rosh Hashanah right there, according to you. 73rd Avenue should probably be Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. So he says, Moshe be right in Brooklyn, Lolovat HaPlatiyot. He says, not only 13th Avenue is a Rosh Hashanah, right? But he says, Al Gam Kol HaRechovos Mavul Shebein Rechov 13th Avenue, Rechov 16th Avenue. All the streets that are not commercial, that are between 13th,
At the time that reminds me of the thing with Ramesha, they tied it, that all the Mefulish LeMefulish that he's asking was also Osir. And the only place that everybody was masking that you could have was the dead end streets.
Yeah, I mean, Rav Moshe Lemais didn't hold you needed straight, so it didn't matter. But I'm saying, I was just thinking now, that Rav Moshe v'lav mitameh. In other words, that in Queens, things aren't as straight as, but you couldn't find me. Now, this is only if you don't accept Rav Kasher. because if you accept Rav Kasha, then there's no, in other words, who says 13th Avenue is Platya? I mean, I don't know, maybe before Sukkot it is, because people are, you know,
street vendors.
I don't know, but it's not, and maybe there are some street vendors, but I don't think that's the Platya that Chazal meant. In other words, it was Platya that I think Chazal meant. It was like a whole big promenade with all merchants there in the streets.
Going back to the original in the first year that we questioned, is that Chazal wanted it because people are doing business, or just because there were a lot of people there? The 13th Avenue certainly qualifies for having a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, but are they gathering there? Or they're
window shopping, they're not walking around. You can never find parking.
Usually gathering there to shop.
They're gathering not to not to be there.
They're gathering in front of certain spots.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, like in
different people.
Pizza.
Yeah, some people are gathering to eat pizza.
They're not gathering to eat pizza. They're going to eat pizza.
Okay.
They're shopping and then
they're gathering in front of Shop and Shop. There's always a crowd that's on the street doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. So he wants a timer.
Including the cashering there.
You see, his whole yisod of his sefer, one of the big yisodas is that all these, to him it's a davar pashut, that any commercial street is a platya. So, and he doesn't quote, Kasha is not someone necessarily going to quote here. But I don't know, it doesn't have to be Rav Kasha, he happened to say it. I mean, I thought the svara is a good, I think the svara is a worthwhile svara to note. That maybe this is not called the platya. I don't think it's crazy to say that. So his word is that even if you want to say you need mechuvanim, we have mechuvanim. Because and that's what the Tzemach Tzedek held. Right? That's his word. The Tzemach Tzedek held that you have straight. Straight doesn't mean straight from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Straight just means from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Now, let me show you one other thing he showed.
What is this about?
Because Platya means, Pashtus, that there's people, merchants gathering together in one locale, and everyone's going there, outdoors, as opposed to they're going there and all the stores are indoors.
But they both have the same, like, the main road, so, you know, the idea of their gathering on that main road, because they have access to all the, whether it's outdoor or indoor.
You see, like, if you go on hills, so you have Main Street, right? So that's all the shopping there. But is there another street?
Sure. Yeah, there's
all kinds of shopping centers.
No, but that goes straight.
Oh.
That, in other words, what? Do we have this, in other words, 16th Avenue is 13th Avenue, and then you have 45th Street, 46th. It's all straight, like an H, right? But do you have such a configuration in Queens like that?
Sounds impossible, huh?
Why not?
I don't know, because Queens, everything, something that's parallel, something parallel to Main Street.
Utopia Parkway.
Is it? It's parallel to Main Street.
It's a perpendicular, but you have
perpendicular, but then perpendicular is all good.
It is, it's like if it's.
You need, no, there's 13th Avenue, 16th Avenue, they're parallel. And then you have all those small streets.
If I have one street like this, and so one street like this, and if they have another...
Main Street is parallel to, what's that highway called? Is that the Grand Central there?
Union Turnpike? Union
Turnpike, has stores, huh?
Not parallel.
Yeah, a lot of kosher restaurants.
Kosher restaurants, yeah.
That highway...
But is Union Turnpike... Is Union Turnpike parallel to Main Street? No,
that's what I'm saying. It's right. But there must be...
73rd Avenue should be...
There's plenty of shopping.
I understand, but I want it to be straight. I want two parallel... shopping centers.
Why does it have to be parallel? Assuming this is commercial.
But you see, so that, I just, I just came up with this far. When we're doing this, that and why to be make more. Rav Moshe Zichert didn't hold from this, because Rav Moshe didn't hold from concept of mechuvanim. Maybe he hold pashas the Magen Avraham, it's only in a Makom Sheyesh Lo Choma.
held the foolish line of foolish.
Yeah. Why is it not considered, this 73rd is straight, one plot according to this, and one plot, yeah. It's not, this is not parallel, but it's still going straight.
Yeah, but it has to be...
Well, there's no rule parallel on this side.
The so 73rd Avenue goes to
the
where?
Streets straight. That go between the two of them.
It goes between the other one straight.
Yeah.
To
where?
Right here.
Where do the two Rishus Harabims that it goes to?
This, you're, according to this, would be a plot, yeah, and...
Well, which?
This street.
What street?
I don't know the name.
How do you know this shopping then?
Because it's got a store right... They tell you there's a store right there.
Okay.
McDonald's.
Okay, now, let me show you another thing. And this is the original discussion of Yeshua Siegel's Erev. Yeshua Siegel? He made one of the first Erev in New York in the Lower East Side. Was it in the Sharpser? So he was the Mako. He put the Erev up. And his Marplupta was this fellow, I'll show you in a second. Yeah, page 18. Rabbi Yehuda David Bernstein. Subrise Shakar Eloy. We know who he is? On page 18. Chain Reisi B'Sefer Hilchos Rabbeinu L'Shabbosai. See page 18 in the same book. 18. Chain Reisi B'Sefer Hilchos Rabbeinu L'Shabbosai. Nitpashnas Tov Ayin Reish. That was the counter tshuva to the Ozna Yeshua. Ozna Yeshua of Yeshua Siegel. See in your phone, Yeshua Siegel. He matted that original Erev in the Lower East Side.
This was
what? Tough Reish Ayin. What year was Tough Reish Ayin?
That was about a little over 100 years ago, right?
Yeah. Right? This was Tough Shin Ayin Tet. Yeah, so it's like 100 years or so. So this Rabbi Yehuda David Bernstein, he was the Surprise Shucker Eloy. And he argued with him. And he said, he wrote about that there was platias in the Lower East Side, but then he said, so we've got the Danikol Rechov of Natsal, Chen Hel Oladina, the Rechov Delancey, now you'll help me out with this. Delancey Street, Shotoch Ear, New York, Manhattan, Machmaz the Foolish, Mitzad Echad, El Agesher HaGodol, so it's from one side, it leads into the bridge. What, the Williamsburg Bridge?
Yeah.
Mitzad Echad, the Rechov Bowery. To have a kaplatya. And that's parallel? Is that straight? Nimsa the foolish Delancey Street, Misratya Mitzad Echad, Hagesher, Umiplatya Mitzad Echer, Bowery Street. Bavi Chusaram Daraisa, Umbard Losses Nuulus. Is it straight? What does your phone say?
Delancey Street
and.
Between the bridge and
Bowery. In other words, he wants to claim that Bowery Street, that Delancey Street on one side leads into Bowery, and the other side it leads into the bridge. So the bridge is a Rishus HaRabim because it's a sratya. It's going from ear to ear. And the Bowery Street, he claims, is a place for
commerce.
At least that was the way it was in Tov Reish Ayin, Tov Ayin Reish.
Delancey going to work.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Delancey goes.
Yeah, I don't mean to.
So you'll see the Chabad of Greece?
I will be, yeah, for sure.
From Delancey to what?
Okay.
See if you can go to a.
What street to what street?
Romanoite Minyan, you know?
Like Bowery Street.
Delancey goes straight
street.
Into the
Bowery. Let's see. 1 second. Delancey Street.
The bridge. This is Delancey Street with the red line on it. That's Bowery.
Where's Delancey Street?
This is Delancey with the red pointers.
Yeah, that's Delancey.
That
goes right into Williamsburg Bridge.
To the Bowery.
And then the Bowery.
That's the Bowery right there.
Oh. So this is Mamish.
That's Mamish, the straight line.
Straight line.
And why is the bridge? What's
now, Bowery Street
from
Is there commerce on Bowery? What's Bowery?
Bowery,
100
yeah,
years
yeah.
ago?
Today.
Even today.
Yeah?
Even today, yeah.
Legal or illegal?
Whatever. It's business. They're doing business.
So he was the first, so he, this Rabbi Yehuda David Bernstein, was, and I don't know whether in those days the commerce on Bowery was outdoors or indoors.
I don't know, half the street should have been Plotties anyway on the Lower East Side. If you ever saw pictures of the Lower East Side, they were Plotties anyway. The streets on the Lower East Side, many of them should have had a dinner of a Plotties, Lukulayam.
Right.
Unless you say the one in this city bit versus two, which I didn't really like that either last week. They had real things in the street. They were set up little pushcarts.
Right. And that's assuming that you don't need Shishim Rebo, I guess.
They had that too.
Okay, so this is a fascinating idea here. I heard Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman pointed out to me that, you know, there's a whole new perspective of what has to be straight. Because we normally know what the Magen Avraham, you know, the Rishonim Mishar L'Shar. But he's now showing you a whole new slew of Paiskim that say you don't need Mishar L'Shar. You just need from one Rishus HaRabim to the other. You see the Tzemach Tzedek has, he quotes here in the Sefer Ezer Rishus HaRabim, he quotes from, this is in the Sefer Ezer Rishus HaRabim, he quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek and from the Alter Rebbe, all these,
so where were the,
they
the,
hold you don't need Mishar L'Shar, you just need one Rishus HaRabim to the other.
In the Midbar, where do we see that there were two Rishus HaRabim, that therefore we get one, where do we see that? We now have to get two. We have to get.
If you hurled that pshat in Rashi, starts with this Rashi.
The others are saying this too.
Yeah, the others.
The Rashi says this. The Rashi says this. The Rambam says the Rashi says
this. The Tzemach Tzedek.
He's a Rishon. Maybe in different communities he's a Rishon, but not here.
Yeah, so then we have to think about that in the Kuda. But that's definitely how some poskim are.
Rashi's learning the Rashi. Everyone you quote in the packet has that.
So this is a new perspective on the whole discussion. And I think that could be, and that's my Kiddush, to say the difference between Brooklyn and Queens. That I just thought of right now.
I guess in some ways the Midbar is always considered a Rishus HaRabim. You guys certainly have cares.
You're going to ask one of
the
I have no such thing that Rav Moshe. This is as far as I'm working with now, based on this year. Based on, if I had put an addendum to my safer, I would write this. This is write it up.
Second edition.
Yeah.